This episode is supported by EarnIn. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn now can be in your hands today with EarnIn. EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Super, super easy to use. You just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck. Then you can access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. So the app is free. You can leave a tip if you want. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. So here's the thing. Sometimes getting close to your next paycheck, next pay period, and you realize, oh gosh, like paycheck doesn't come until next Friday, but we have this event that we need to attend this weekend and we need money for it. Or we have to buy a gift for someone. Or, oh my gosh, like my kid tore through their shoes and now we have to buy new shoes this weekend and the money's not in the bank yet. So EarnIn can help you access the money you've already earned at work by giving you this little bit of money in advance. So make EarnIn part of your financial routine and join EarnIn's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about EarnIn, I think about financial stability and security, and it gives me a lot of peace of mind. So for our listeners, all you need to do is download EarnIn today. It's spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, and you can download it in Google Play or the Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in Shameless Mom under podcast when you sign up. So there'll be a little place where you can, where it says, what podcast did you hear about them on? Type in Shameless Mom under podcast. This helps to show support for our show and our advertisers. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank, and subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. This is the Shameless Mom Academy, episode 822. Show notes for this episode, including any links mentioned in the episode, can be found by going to shamelessmom.com and clicking on episode 822. Welcome to the Shameless Mom Academy. I'm your host, Sarah Dean. I'm here to give you and other passionate, driven, unapologetic moms tools, resources, and a little bit of humor to help you lead more positive, powerful, and purposeful lives every damn day. One of the best things about the Shameless Mom Academy is our community, so be sure to join us in our free private Facebook group to connect with other shameless moms just like you. You can find us over at shamelessmom.com/Facebook. All right, let's dive into today's episode. Hello, Shameless Moms. Happy Monday. I'm so excited to talk about holiday stuff today. I think I'm excited because I have been kind of intentionally planning and prepping for this time of year for a lot of the year. And also I'm really ready to celebrate the holidays. And I think that, and I feel like it's been this way for the last few years, but I think that any opportunity to create joy just needs to be capitalized on. And so I was reading something the other day about, it was actually around Halloween and letting teenagers trick or treat, like kind of beyond the age that one might think it's appropriate for teenagers to trick or treat. And this, it was a community Facebook group thread. And some of the parents in it were like, yeah, my kids are like in high school and they're fully going trick-or-treating because kids deserve more joy today. Like there is so much hard stuff in the world. They have been through so much in the last few years. So, you know, if they want to go trick-or-treating and like they're a little too old, can you please just be kind? And everyone, so many of the comments were like, yes, like let our kids just be kids, right? Let us just make magic where we can make magic, because there's so many moments every single day where we can find things that are hard and overwhelming and terrifying. And it is really easy to go to a hopeless place anytime you look at what's going on in the world. And so if we can create joy by putting on some Christmas lights 2 months before the actual holiday, let's do that. If we can create joy by, you know, cranking up All I Want for Christmas, then let's do that. So whatever, you know, however you celebrate these last couple months of the year, however you come together with family, however you create joy for yourself, like dig in as early as possible. So that's why I'm really excited to talk today. Every year I do some sort of holiday episode. And what's funny is I was looking back and I was like, oh, normally I don't do this for like a whole nother month. So I feel super on top of my game, feeling a little proud of myself that I'm doing it in November rather than early December. But I think because I've always done an episode kind of like this, but always a little bit different, I change it up a little bit every year. I think that now, like, my mentally, I know to like be ready to go with this. Like, when are we doing the holiday episode? Let's do it sooner than later. So I'm intentionally doing this a little earlier this year because I think that we are in a space where, you know, again, spreading joy as early as we want is an appropriate thing to do. So I'm inviting you to start today. And I also want you to be able to be as intentional as possible around how you manage your holiday hustle. And when I think about the holiday hustle, I don't want it to be a holiday hustle for you. So maybe if we start planning right now, and maybe you've already done some planning, maybe you're ahead of me, but if we start planning right now, hopefully it won't feel so hustly as we get into it. And maybe it will feel a little bit slower when we get into it and like a little more chill because we can be intentional around how we set up the holidays. So I want to give you a few invitations today and a few tips on how you can go into this season with intentionality so that you can really enjoy it. I will say I've been in like every year I change, and when I say change, I mean upgrade and improve how I enter the holidays, how I enter the beginning of the year, and also how I intentionally work really hard during certain seasons, knowing that I'm blocking my calendar for a lot of time at the end of the year. And I really want to be able to do that and do that with ease. And so every year I get a little bit better at this. Like every year I take a note from the year before and implement something new to be like, okay, and this is the upgrade for next year. And my big upgrade for 2023 was that in 2022, I made the mistake of, I blocked my calendar for the last 2 weeks of December. And since Vinny's been school age and out of childcare, that's kind of been a no-brainer for me because when he was like in kindergarten and he didn't have school for 2 weeks and no childcare, it was way too chaotic to try to be working with him home full time. So I've just gotten in the habit of doing that and fully recognizing that I'm in a very privileged position to be able to block my calendar for 2 weeks. And that doesn't mean I'm not working at all. It just means I'm not scheduling calls. I'm not doing interviews, things like that. So in January of 2022, I was coming off this 2 week break in December. And what I had done is at the beginning of December, anytime someone would want to schedule something, I'd say, well, the first 2 weeks are already booked. The second 2 weeks, I'm not really in office. And then that first week of January, let's get you scheduled. Like as soon as I get back, let me get you on the books. And I went into that first week of January 2022 and like struggle bus. It was so overwhelming. I like woke up on the first day of the new year and had to hit the ground running at 150 miles an hour. And I learned that year, never again, like give yourself a buffer. So what I did for January 2023 is I intentionally blocked my last 2 weeks of the year last year. And then in January, for the first week of January, I did not take coaching calls. I did not take interviews. I knew I'd have a lot of work to do to kick the new year off, but I wasn't going to spend it dedicating a ton of time to other people's schedules and being at like the whim and mercy of other people. I knew I would need that time to kind of reintegrate into this new year. And it worked really, really well. So I've already gone ahead now and looked at that first week of January and noticed, I think we don't have a full week of school that week. We have Monday and maybe even Tuesday off school, but I have already blocked my week to not take calls that week. And so whatever work I have to do, which I know there will be plenty, it will be like still in my pajamas and on my own time. And it will be pretty hustly because my January is real packed, but it will be like behind the scenes work and not having to immediately show up right off the holidays. So that's just one example of kind of one thing I've carried over or one upgrade I've made from 1 year to the next. And so that's been really impactful. And when I've taken those lessons and tips that I've given myself from year to year, it's really helped me move forward and build time around the holidays that I really, really look forward to, that I get really excited about. And I have to say, I spent years and years, my first career in working at a psychiatric hospital, like working right through the holidays. And in fact, I remember that as a newer person in that role, you had to work certain holidays. Like when you came on as a newer staff member, it was like, okay, like, are you working like Christmas Eve or Christmas Day? Like pick, you don't get off both. And then over the years, as I was able to kind of shift things, I was still working a lot. And also like time and a half on paid holidays was not a bad thing. So I still worked over the holidays quite a bit. And there wasn't like, you know, a psychiatric hospital is not like a tech company that is like goes dark the week between Christmas and New Year's. Like the patients are still there. So I was still working. Then when I started personal training, the same thing. Like I had my own business. I had to pay my bills. I was working over the holidays. As I got into owning my own gym and fitness facility, it became really busy those last couple of weeks of the year. And we were doing a lot of work to bring new members in and get them ready for becoming members in January. So those last couple of weeks of the year were like my busiest weeks of the year. And by the time Vinny was born, I was like burnt out on having to really hustle and grind in the last couple of weeks of the year. It was really, really exhausting. And it did not make me excited for the holidays. It was more like, okay, like buckle up. How are we going to get through this year? So now I'm really conscientious of everything being very the opposite of that. And it's made it so that I can really be excited about going into this season, even if there's a little bit of hustle and even if there's chaos and even if, you know, things feel last minute, because that's just the nature of it at times. This episode is supported by Active Skin Repair. Active Skin Repair is a skin health company helping people heal with natural, non-toxic, medical-grade ingredients. I just randomly, Vinny was having a toe skin irritation issue, and he ended up having this like skin that was really irritating him, and it was getting kind of like icky, and you know, like when kids start to get like little scabs and scratches and then they want to pick at it, and it was getting worse. And so Active Skin Repair showed up on my doorstep as a result of the sponsorship, and I got to put it to use immediately. And I got the ointment formula, or the like ointment formulation, and then also the spray, and the spray was perfect. So Vinny does not like ointmenty, creamy, lotiony things on his body, but I was able to get out the spray, literally took it out of the packaging the day it arrived, put it on his toe before he went to bed. And the next morning he was like, "Mom, my toe's all better." It was literally like this super amazing cure that helped his toes so quickly. So you can use Active Skin Repair on a wide range of skin issues, including cuts, scrapes, burns, sunburns, rashes, other types of skin damage. It's totally safe, non-toxic, suitable on all types of skin, even parts of the body where you might have rosacea or eczema or have acne-prone skin. This is also safe for the youngest members of your family up to the oldest. So now you have one simple solution for your family's skin health needs. With over 500,000 happy customers and thousands of five-star reviews and super safe and clean ingredients, Active Skin Repair is something that you want to have on hand for your family. So to get your own Active Skin Repair, go to activeskinrepair.com to learn more about Active Skin Repair and get 20% off your order when you use the code SHAMELESS. That's activeskinrepair.com. Use the code SHAMELESS for 20% off your order. activeskinrepair.com, code SHAMELESS. This episode is supported by Air Doctor. You probably don't know that Americans take in about 20,000 breaths per day and spend an average of 90% of their time indoors. The indoor air that we breathe can be up to 100 times more polluted than outdoor air, according to the EPA. Indoor air pollutants can cause upper respiratory symptoms like sneezing, coughing, congestion, scratchy throat, and even more serious health problems like lung and heart disease. So what's the solution? Introducing Air Doctor, the air purifier that filters out 99.99% of dangerous contaminants so your lungs don't have to. This includes allergens, pollen, pet dander, dust mites, mold spores, and even bacteria and viruses. I am so excited that we just got our own Air Doctor for our house, and we will have it all up and running and ready to go in time for all the things that come with spring weather, but also smoke season, which is just around the corner for those of us in the Pacific Northwest. And I know many of you across the country. So here's how you can get your own Air Doctor. First of all, Air Doctor comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus the shipping. Head to airdoctorpro.com and use the promo code SHAMELESS and you'll receive up to $300 off of air purifiers. Exclusive to our podcast customers, you will also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. Lock in this special offer by going to airdoctorpro, airdoctorpro.com and use the promo code SHAMELESS. That's airdoctorpro.com, code SHAMELESS. So I want to give you 4 different ways that you can prepare for the holidays, however you celebrate them, whatever you celebrate, in a way that feels, that hopefully brings some ease to you and also gives you something to look forward to. I think that so much of the joy in having things on your calendar to look forward to is the actual looking forward to part of them. And so I know if I have time off coming up or a vacation coming up or, you know, a long weekend, anything that I'm excited about, part of the fun, a big part of the fun is being excited about it, whether I'm excited about it for a month or 2 months or whatever the thing is. I'm actually going with a friend to see Macklemore in December. And we got tickets forever ago. We got really good seats. I'm so excited. And part of I'm recording this, you know, 6 or 7 weeks before that event's going to happen. And we started planning, like, okay, where are we going to go to dinner that night? And like getting all excited about it. And I'm like, you know what? Like probably 45 to 55% of the excitement of this event is just the being excited about the event. So I want you to be able to be prepping for the holiday season with this sense of, oh my gosh, I'm looking forward to this, not full of dread and like, oh my gosh, how am I going to cram all the things in? So as I'm giving you these invitations today, I'm hoping that that will help you. So the first thing, I want you to determine, what are your magic making moments? And you probably already have a bunch of these, but what are the things that you do traditionally to make magic over the holidays? And so for us, it's things like going and seeing Santa, and it's things like getting our Christmas tree the weekend of Thanksgiving. There's all sorts of little things that are our magic making moments. And it's been really interesting as Vinny's gotten older. Like if we do anything more than one time, it's like a forever tradition in his mind. And so like one time we got our tree early the weekend of Thanksgiving weekend, and then after that, he's like, well, that's what we do now. So now we always have to get our tree. So by Christmas, our tree is like so dead. And in spite of my best efforts to keep it watered. But we have these now traditions that he holds on to so tightly that I'm like, there's no letting go. One of the first things we do every holiday season is we go to Fred Meyer, which is like a local version of Target. And we get a new nutcracker. Now, these are not fancy nutcrackers. They're like $13 to $15 on sale probably. And we always have like a coupon for them. They're not anything fancy, but we have this huge collection. And it's one of the very first things that we do to kick off the holiday season, because we can do it really early because, you know, in stores, the holidays start in like August. So we haven't done it yet this year, but that will be one of our first things. So what are your magic making moments? For us, it will be getting the nutcracker. It will be going to visit Santa. Vinny and I always do that together. And then we like go and get lunch right after and kind of take the afternoon to do fun things. I've actually pulled him out of school to do it a couple times. It's like a big deal. He thinks that's really cool. So we'll do that. We'll get our tree. And then there's other things that we've done, events, things we've done with friends that we will repeat. But there's also in this magic making, like, what are the things you want to add in this year? What are the things that you haven't done before that can be fun, magical things over the holidays? And so I know that we're looking at, you know, what are the things that we can do? We're looking at, oh, maybe we could go skiing in a new location and different things like that. So what magic making moments do you want to make sure happen in terms of your traditions that you've already had? And then what are the new things you want to add in this year? And that might be, you know, it can be free things, it can be paid things, it can be whatever. So thinking through what that means for you. And what are the magic making moments that are just for you over the holidays? And so I know for some people, it's like staying up late one night, listening to Christmas music, and drinking wine and having chocolate and wrapping all the Christmas presents. I'm not that person. If I have to stay up late wrapping presents, I get really cranky. So that's not me. But like whatever is kind of magical to you. So one of the things that I've done is I have taken time every holiday season to go take myself shopping under the guise of buying gifts for other people, but usually buying most of the things for myself. And then I take myself to lunch. And I do it at University Village here in Seattle, if you know that area. It's this outdoor mall area. It's really great. Lots of great stores, restaurants. It's just like a very fun, chill thing that I do for myself over the holidays. And I love that tradition. So I'm craving, like, when do I get to go shopping at U Village and do some of my Christmas shopping? Take myself to lunch, have it be this kind of like chill, just little thing for me. So when you think of making magic, I want you to also think about those things. So that's the first thing, making magic in those three different ways. Secondly, building boundaries. How will you build boundaries to minimize your holiday hustle and to make sure that you are making magic that is magical for you? Now, you can also, of course, make lots of magic for other people that includes other people and includes extended family, but I also want you to be thoughtful about building boundaries so that people are not stealing your magic. And we probably all have family members who can real quickly steal our magic over the holidays. And so how are you building boundaries in a way that you're not letting other people infringe on the things that you and your little immediate family unit need, want, crave, desire over the holidays? I remember early on in the Shameless Mom Academy, I had a client. She was part of our membership and she was such a great client. I loved her. And she'd been with us for a while, a number of months, and it came upon, we came upon the holiday season, and she was like, you know, my kids are really little. I think her kids were like maybe 1 and 3 at the time. And she's like, I love the holidays, but since having kids, it's like not about my husband and I anymore. It's about making all of our relatives happy. And every relative wants to see the kids at different times. And she had multiple family members that she had to see. So it was like her and her husband, and they maybe even came from divorced families. So it's like they have to go visit her family and his family and maybe like step family and all these different things. And there was a lot of expectations on them, like, okay, like you're going to come to our house on Christmas Eve morning and then our house on Christmas Eve afternoon and then our house on Christmas morning and our house Christmas dinner and all these different expectations from extended family members. And she was like, I don't want to do that. We've done it for a few years. And she's like, it sucks the life out of me. It takes the joy out. It makes it hard and not fun. She's like, these aren't the traditions that I want with my kids. I don't want our tradition to be that we drive to 4 different people's houses over the holidays. Like, that's just not what was meaningful to her. So we made, on one of our calls with our group, we were giving her suggestions, as our community, you know, always loves to do. And so we were offering suggestions. And one of the things I said, I was like, what if you had like a little open house? And it could be, you could decide, maybe it's on Christmas Eve, maybe it's the day after Christmas, maybe it's the weekend before or after Christmas. And where you just say like, hey, we want to see you all. And so we're going to have like coffee and cookies at our house, you know, between like noon and 2 on Saturday or Tuesday or what, Christmas Eve or whatever. Stop by anytime. And so she did that. And she was like, oh my gosh. She's like, I just got back my like entire holiday. And I got back this time to just be with my family and build our own traditions and have my kids like wake up on Christmas morning and stay in their pajamas all day. And it was this huge moment for her that then allowed other members to start doing the same thing where they were like, oh wait, like I could do that. And I remember when COVID hit, we had a member, kind of a similar situation where she's like, there's this thing we do every year and it's not really working. And because of COVID, she had a child with compromised immunity and she had a sibling who was not really on board with honoring COVID for what it was and the dangers that it posed to people with lower immune function. And so she's like, you know, this family member always wants to get together for the holidays, which I get, totally fine. But I just am super uncomfortable being indoors with my child and this person, and I don't know how to set a boundary. And so what they ended up doing was, the family member also had little kids. So it was like, how about we meet at the park for donuts, again, Christmas Eve or the day before, you know, the weekend before, weekend after, someday around the holidays. But why don't we meet outside at the park? I'll bring donuts and coffee and then the kids can play. They can do a gift exchange. And so that's how she was able to kind of circumvent this family member who she wanted to, you know, she wanted to honor that relationship, but she also wanted to honor her own, again, family needs, desires, wants, boundaries. And so when you're thinking through your holidays and what you want them to look like for your family, how can you be clear about what means the most to you? And that might look different every year. And there's not a wrong time. And it's never too late to say, hey, this is what our family needs this year. So we're going to do something different and let people know that. So that can be really, really helpful. And I will tell you, I did this with my family in July. So I think it was July. Every other year, my family goes to celebrate Christmas with my mom. And then the alternating year, my sister often goes. But sometimes her work doesn't allow her to go and it can be kind of up in the air. So in July, I started the conversation. Because the thing is, if my mom's on her own for Christmas, not only does my mom not like being on her own for Christmas, which I understand, but also like I feel a lot of like oldest child guilt, which is like the guilt that oldest children are born with, I think. So I feel oldest child guilt where I'm like, if my sister can't go and it's not our year that we usually go, I have to figure something out. Like I have to figure out another way for my mom to not be alone. Do we go visit her or do we bring her to us or like all these different things? So in July, my mom starts the conversation around, you know, the holidays and Christmas and what's that going to look like. And she's like, I know it's not your year to come and hopefully your sister will come and blah, blah, blah. And I finally reached out to my sister and I was like, this is totally stressing me out. Mom keeps bringing this up and I'm getting anxiety because of her anxiety around it. And so is it possible for you? I was like, I know that sometimes your work doesn't allow you to, you know, have really firm plans this early, but can you look at your schedule? Would it be possible for you to start to figure things out? And she was so great. Like initially she's like, okay, I'm going to look into it. I'll get back to you like in a while. And then like an hour later, she's like, I'm on it. I'm going to be there with mom, taking the family. It'll be great. And I was like, thank you so much. Because now I don't have to carry that. I was able to like early on determine like this is not something I want to carry until like the end of November or early December to see like what's going to happen, because it makes it kind of impossible for my family to make plans. And she was really great about it. So having those conversations early, building the boundaries, letting people know what you need, and being really honest and say, like I said to my sister, I was like, this is giving me a lot of anxiety. And I know it's really early. I know it's July, but this is what's happening. And she was really, really great about it. So I think that that can be super, super helpful. This episode is supported by a podcast I want to share with you called Understood Explains. So this show is about navigating ADHD, dyslexia, and other learning and thinking differences, which can be so confusing. And so every season of the show is around a different theme. So there's a season on special education, there's a season on ADHD diagnosis for adults, and the current season is all about IEPs. I love this podcast because the episodes are 10 to 15 minutes long. So if you are short on time or short on focus, you can take this content in super quickly, easily. It's very digestible. And the show is hosted by teacher and special education expert, Juliana Urtube. So Juliana talks all about how to navigate educational plans, IEPs. She talks about the differences between IEPs and 504 plans. She really breaks things down in a really clear and simple way so that you have some of those questions that you might be thinking around, like, does this pertain to my child? Is this something I need to be looking into? Like, where do we go from here? Where do I go if I have questions? Juliana has you covered. She explains so many different things and so many different little pieces and nuance of IEPs and special education and different things on Understood Explains. So I want you to go check it out wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can go listen to Understood Explains. Just go into your podcast app, do a search for Understood Explains, and it will pop right up. Click on it, pick your episode, and get the answers that you've been looking for and the support that you need around different learning differences and differences in school. This episode is supported by AquaTrue. Having clean, safe water is the last thing you want to worry about. But unfortunately, according to extensive research by the Environmental Working Group, 3 out of 4 homes in America have harmful contaminants in their tap water. So that's why you got to check out AquaTrue. AquaTrue purifiers have a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process. And their countertop purifiers, which is what we have, take no installation or plumbing. And they remove 15 times more contaminants than ordinary pitcher filters. And they're specifically designed to combat chemicals like PFAS, which can lead to potentially adverse health effects like cancer, endocrine system disruption, and liver toxicity, which is part of what makes AquaTrue so special, unique, and important in terms of how they are able to filter water. They also have water purifiers to fit every type of home. So like the installation-free countertop purifier that we have at our house to higher capacity under sink options. They even have Wi-Fi connected purifiers and mineral boost options. So I'm so excited about our new AquaTrue. And here's the thing. I swear it's like a gentle reminder to actually drink more water every time you walk into your kitchen. So we are drinking more water now and also more clean water. So more water that is more clean. It feels like a double win. I'm feeling pretty impressed with us. I feel like sink water, tap water becomes invisible at a certain point. And when I see the purifier on my counter, it's like many time a day reminder to like, keep drinking. So I want you to check out AquaTrue for yourself and for your family. AquaTrue comes with a 30-day money back guarantee, and that makes it a great gift as well. Today, my listeners can receive 20% off any AquaTrue purifier when you go to aquatrue.com. That's AquaTrue.com and enter the code shameless at checkout. That's 20% off any AquaTrue purifier when you go to aquatrue.com and use the code shameless, shameless, aquatrue.com, code shameless. The third thing I want to invite you to do as you are looking towards the holidays and how you want them to play out for you, I want you to make a concerted effort to create inner calm. And that might sound really lovely and also feel impossible. And so I think we can talk about this in early, mid-November, and it feels aspirational and like, I can totally do this. I'm going to be my most zen holiday self. But then we get to like December 9th and you're like, yeah, no, not zen. So I want to invite you to create inner calm by doing a few things up front that allow you to maintain the inner calm when we get into the holidays. And honoring, when we look at the holidays this year, we have Hanukkah, which is early to mid-December. We have Christmas, which is late December. And then we have our other holidays in there that overlap. We have many other cultural holidays in there that overlap those two timeframes. So for a lot of us, the holiday season is going to be quite long this year, from early December through the you know, past the 25th of the month. And so what can we do to create inner calm starting now so that it can sustain into those seasons, especially if we're in a family where we're celebrating holidays earlier in the month, or we're celebrating multiple holidays across the month of December and needing to like hold the space for all that. So the first thing is to determine what matters most. And I've heard so many people talk about this as their children have gotten older. You know, when your kids are really little, the gift thing is really fun. And then your kids get to a certain age and the gift stuff is less meaningful because there's not surprise and delight to the same extent. Like, it's not that the magic isn't there anymore, but like your kids kind of, they're like, we know what's going on at Christmas. Like, we know the truth about all the things at Christmas. I won't say more than that in case you have children around, but like, we know all the things. And sometimes that can kind of take the wind out of the sails or take some of the magic away. And I was listening to a podcast a couple of years ago about this with some mom, two different moms talking about it. And they were like, you know, what we've decided to do is do a trip for Christmas instead of gifts. And so like, that's the thing we get to look forward to. Instead of, you know, getting up on Christmas morning and opening a ton of gifts that goes by really fast, we have a really fun family trip over the holidays. And so how can you determine what matters most and what that's going to look like? And that's going to change a lot from year to year. For our family, it changes because we are rarely at home on Christmas. As much as I wanted to have a family where we had traditions that was like every Christmas, my child walks down his own stairs to his own Christmas tree. That's happened like two or three times in his life and he's 11. So we are often gone because we are visiting other family, which is always really great and really fun. And we have lots of traditions that are around those visits, which is really special. So we have been determining from year to year, like what matters most. As Vinny's gotten a little older, like this year's a little different. My husband's still laid off and has been laid off since June. So that makes things a little different. My in-laws who used to live in Portland have moved to a city near Bend, Oregon, Prineville. And they're like, what if you come down here and go skiing over Christmas? And so there's a lot of opportunity to kind of reconsider from year to year what matters most and whether that is the gift giving, whether it is time together, whether it is maybe it's volunteering and doing something that's in service to your community. When you can determine what that is, then you can be really focused on, is the thing I'm adding to my Christmas list or adding to my calendar aligned with what matters most this season? And if it's not, take it off the calendar or like release yourself from having to do that thing. There's definitely things that we have abandoned over time because, you know, either Vinny's outgrown them, it's not the thing that matters this year, it just doesn't work out with the schedule. So sometimes releasing traditions or releasing other people's expectations of what you're going to do over the holidays can create a lot of peace. The other thing is making a lot of lists. So I make a lot of lists around the holiday season. And this actually started a few number of years ago when Vinny was really little. We started making a holiday bucket list. And so we would make a holiday bucket list of all the things we wanted to do over the holidays. And it was like, go look at Christmas lights in this certain neighborhood. And it was go visit Santa and cut down our tree and go. It was all these different things. I don't even remember what else was on there. But we had these lists of like 10 or so things that we would go do. I think one year we went ice skating, which then we never did again because it turns out none of us like ice skating. But we had this Christmas bucket list that we've done multiple times. So that was one list. Another list is gift organizing lists. I actually got an app a few years ago, and I'm sure there's multiple apps that do this, so you can do it, just do your own Google search. But an app that creates Christmas lists, Christmas gift giving lists that like live from year to year. And you can divide out by like different family members and extended family and et cetera, which has been super, super helpful to me and also given me a place to like make a list and check things off, which is really helpful. So if that's something that could work for you, because what I was doing prior to that was trying to hold all of the lists in my head. And it was like the list for the kid and the list for the partner and then the list for giving to family that's not in town, and also the list where like my mom sends money and she wants me to buy for my husband and for Vinny and something for me. And so there was multiple, which is, I don't mean to sound not grateful, I'm very grateful, but it was like one more thing to keep track of. And so all these little lists became really, really helpful. So how are you making lists to kind of keep yourself organized so that it's not just existing in your head? That has been very, very helpful for me. Next for creating inner calm is calendaring your traditions. So getting on the calendar, what day are you going to go get the decorations? What day are you going to go to the local holiday event? What day are you going to go, for us it's Santa pictures or getting our Christmas tree, those kinds of things. And then next is calendaring your time. And so I talked about, like, I will put on my calendar, like, I'm taking this half day off. I'm going to go get myself lunch. I'm going to go shopping at U Village. I'm taking that time is on my calendar. I know that's when that's going to happen. So I'm not thinking like, oh my gosh, I have to get this shopping done. Like, it's already put in there. Whether you take, you know, an evening to yourself to do that, or a weekend day to do that, or you take a half day of work off, do it in a way that feels good to you and make it a little bit fun and make it a little bit of a treat. And you can do that twice, actually. You could do it once shopping for others and once shopping for yourself, because I do believe in gifting oneself for the holidays. And then my last piece, my last invitation here for managing your holiday hustle is to take time to prep for time off. So this is circling back to what we started with. If you know that you're going to have extended time off or any time off over the holidays, how can you avoid having to cram extra work? So let's say you take a week off. How do you avoid having to cram that week of work into the additional 3 weeks in that month? Because that sometimes to me, and this happens with vacation too, the hustle to get things done in order to be out of office can be so overwhelming that at times I'm like, is this even worth it? Why am I doing this? Like, if I'm having to do 2 weeks worth of work in 1 week now so that I can be out of office next week, it's such a headache and a nightmare that I don't know that it's worth taking the week off. So what I'm looking at this year, knowing that I'm going to be mostly offline for these last 2 weeks of the year, what can I start to do now in November to start to plan for that, to make it easier so that I'm not spending the first 2 weeks of November trying to do 4 weeks of work? That piece has been huge for me, and I don't have a total plan yet, but recognizing like, oh, I can start doing that now can be really, really helpful. So I'm starting to plan, like, what is the podcast content going to look like during that time? Because, you know, we never miss an episode, so that the show will go on over the holidays, but I'm not going to be recording over the holidays. So how am I looking at that right now to be ready so that it will be easy and simple and clean and bring me ease to have that stuff all set up and in place by the time we get to November? And then again, preparing to take time off, looking at when you come back from that time off, what is that transition going to look like for you? Because I also think when we come back from something that we've been really, really looking forward to, like time off over the holidays, that it can be really hard to reintegrate. And I've gotten really clear on this with vacations and with the holidays, that if I have to come back and hit the ground running, it's really, really hard for me. And I mentally like have this like post-vacation depression that can last for like a solid week. And I know a number of people who, like, their first day back in office, they don't take any meetings, or they only like, they spend the whole first day like just navigating their inbox and like letting it be that that's the only thing they're going to do that day, and being okay with that, letting themselves have a slow reentry process. For me, it's not taking calls for that first week back. For me, it's like recognizing I'm looking right now at what I have to do in January in terms of events, which I have a number of them, speaking engagements, trainings, et cetera. And what am I doing now to prepare for those so that I'm not coming back on the 2nd of January, like having to prepare a whole bunch of stuff for the month of January. So how can you be proactive about prepping for taking time off? So I hope that is helpful. That is how you can help manage your holiday hustle in 4 steps: by determining your magic making moments, by building boundaries around your holiday experience and what you want to get out of your holidays, creating inner calm by determining what matters most, utilizing lists, getting your calendar traditions on the calendar, or getting your holiday traditions on the calendar, calendaring your time, and then also taking time to prepare for taking time off. So I hope that was helpful. Of course, share this if you think other busy, shameless moms might need some support with their holiday hustle. And I want to remind you, as you get into the season that can be busy and overwhelming and also full of joy, that I'm in this with you always. Thank you so much for joining me in the Shameless Mom Academy today. I really, really appreciate you being here, and I hope you learned something new. As always, this conversation will be continued over in our free private Facebook group. You can join that group by going to shamelessmom.com/Facebook to connect with other shameless moms just like you. Additionally, if this is your first time listening to the show, know that we are here every Monday and Wednesday with a brand new episode. So make sure you subscribe. Go to whatever podcast app you use and subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. episode. You can do that directly if you go to shamelessmom.com/review. That will put you in Apple Podcasts, where you can click on the subscribe button, and you can also leave a review. If you scroll down a little bit, you can leave a 5-star review. You can write a few sentences letting me know what you thought about the show. If you let me know how the show has impacted you in becoming a more shameless mom, you might be nominated to be Shameless Mom of the Week. Also, please share this episode. My goal is to help more mamas be more shameless every damn day. So please do share this episode. You can take a screenshot of the episode on your phone and then share it out on social media. Tag me at the Shameless Mom Academy on Facebook or Instagram. I'm quick to reply and eager to send you Facebook love and love to be connected to all of you. So again, thank you for being here. I can't wait to be back here again with you in just a couple days. And until then, no matter what you do today, make sure you do it shamelessly.
Are you overwhelmed by the things that get in the way of you doing what you want to do? Are you looking for ways to simplify life to better align with your values? Do you want to create space in your schedule so you have room for more of the good stuff? Play, joy, relationships, gratitude, and more? If you answered yes to any of these questions, I invite you to check out Edit Your Life, a podcast to help you edit the unnecessary from your life so you have more room to enjoy the awesome. Through episodes with me, Christine Coe, and a range of super smart, compassionate, and thoughtful guests, you'll come away with big picture insights and practical ways to declutter your home, schedule, and mental space without getting bogged down by perfection. I have always believed that small moments and actions matter tremendously. My goal is to help you find agency and space in your life through doable baby steps that will leave you feeling accomplished instead of overwhelmed. Check out Edit Your Life wherever you enjoy your podcasts.